Now, as I was saying before we heard from Rainbow, one of the charities that we feature quite a lot on Phoenix is the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline. It's 30 years. It was 30 years last week since the disaster at the nuclear power plant in what was then the Soviet Union. And the Chernobyl Children's Lifeline organise a holiday each year for children who are being born, obviously, many, many years and decades after the disaster hit, and they actually need your help quite urgently. And to find out more about that from the Lifeline, I have on the line Gaynor Manthorpe. Good morning to you, Gaynor.
Morning, Alan.
Just briefly, just in case anybody's not aware, just briefly remind us why you organise these holidays, because as I was saying, it was 30 years ago, the anniversary last week, and you might think that, well, you know, everything, you know, that was ancient history. So why do you still do these things for children 3 decades later?
It may be ancient history for what actually occurred, but the after effects of it are going to go on for many, many years, far longer than you and I are likely to live. So it's to give the children some respite care, holiday, some good fresh air, and the area is still contaminated. There's still water in the water still contamination in the water table. So this helps improve their health for the time that they're with us.
And you are organising a holiday, as you do every year, as a local organisation, as a local link of the national charity, coming up in a couple of months' time.
It's actually, the children arrive on the 12th of June, which is only, I believe, 6-7 weeks away.
It's not long at all, is it?
And they're here for 4 weeks.
And they do a lot during that 4 weeks, don't they?
They have activities Monday to Friday, which we organise as a group. So they're not, they're with us all day. So we're looking for help to have them in the evening and at the weekend.
Because what you're actually looking for is a family to host a couple of the boys, is that right?
That's right. One of the host families, unfortunately, has had to drop out, which is a great shame because they've been doing it for many years. So we're looking for a host family for 2 boys who are both 10 years old. They have no health issues, so that's good. We'd like, obviously, for 4 weeks, anyone who's got a suitable room and could welcome children into their house is able to get them to Billericay every morning for 9 o'clock and pick them up approximately 4:30, sometimes later. They just need to give them breakfast, dinner and meals at the weekend. They will need to be DBS checked, and it's an enhanced check, just make sure that they're okay. And this is why now it's quite urgent, because we've got to get that check done before the children arrive.
And is there any sort of particular person or people that you're looking for? People with their own children, maybe a couple who are retired, perhaps?
It needs to be a couple. It doesn't matter if they've got their own children, if they feel they're able to take on 2 extra boys. It can be a retired couple. I'm retired, and we've hosted 16 children in our time. So age isn't an issue, providing you've got enough energy to sort of be with them and occupy them. Obviously, what we don't want at the weekend is somebody who's just going to sit with them indoors all day. You know, they're youngsters. They're going to want to be out. These 2 boys seem quite active. They like football. They like bikes, etc.
So the main commitment is at the weekends, because in the weekdays you have the full programme of organised activities.
That's right, yes.
And obviously the evenings as well, and feeding and looking after them. What if somebody thought that, well, we could maybe give a couple of weeks? Are you looking for the full month?
Ideally a full month, but if somebody could offer 2 weeks, that's a start. So, I mean, if we ended up with 2 families of 2 weeks, it's better than having to go back to Ukraine and say, I'm sorry, we can't have these 2 children. Because at this stage now, the 2 children have their passports, and their visas are being processed.
And it's something that you and your husband, Alistair, have done many times before yourselves, isn't it? So you bear witness to, you know, the reward that you get out of it. Not that that is your motivation. But,
that's right, that is not the motivation. But when you see the children come and they look quite frightened because they're coming to a house they don't know, somebody they don't know, big strange country, and just two boys being left with people... But when their faces light up as the 4 weeks progress and you see how they get stronger, how they eat better, and then they're incredibly upset when they go home, which is a bit of a heartbreaker.
Yeah, yeah. But it is such a worthwhile thing to do. It's recuperative, isn't it? I think that's the word.
It is recuperative, yes. It does help get the radiation out of their bodies. And people don't need to worry. They're not going to catch anything because that's actually fine. And... as you know, Alan, we've actually been to the Chernobyl site and we've both come back. We haven't caught anything. And we've been with host families.
Yeah.
We've been with families out in Ukraine, so we have eaten the food they've eaten and we're still fine.
Yeah. Gaynor, if somebody's listening and thinks maybe they might be able to help out, then presumably you'd love to talk to them.
I would. I would love to talk to them.
How can they get in touch with you?
If they'd like to call me on my home number, which is 01245. 328235.
01245 328235. We will give that out on Phoenix at various times as well. So do let us know how you get on with that, Gaynor.
Thank you.
It is. It's a bit of a nuisance. A bit of a hiccup there because you had got your full quota of people, your host families all planned there. So it will be a bit of a shame if you have to fall back on. Well, I don't know what you do. We'll just have to find somebody. That's what we're going to have to do here because they're going to come over and they're going to have a great time. Gaynor, thanks ever so much for joining us, and do keep in touch, and we'll hopefully see you in a couple of months' time, and maybe see some of the children as well.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Alan.